1. To hear that important instruction, press 2.
I wish I had the time to tell you a story about a man called Shelly John. But I don't have that time tonight. But you gotta realize, if old John was here, after going through, he looked back at that old mule and said, since I can't shout in your church, since I can't dance in your church, oh, my mule, I feel like shouting right now. I come to tell somebody I feel like I'm praising, praising him. Well, well, help me out, y'all. Oh, sing it like we used to a long time. I'm gonna praise the Lord while I have a chance. You know, we didn't have a lot of music. Come, oh, oh, oh.
I'm gonna praise the Lord while I have a chance.
I like that. Come on, praise him in the morning.
Praise him in the morning.
Praise him all day.
Praise him all day long.
Come on, help me. I feel like
I'm praying.
Yeah. If you don't want
hallelujah.
I don't live in a tiny house. I don't have a whole lot of nothing. But I declare to you that I know he's able. Does anybody know he's able? He's able. He's able to keep them that you've committed unto him against that day. Now let me hear you say, Jesus.
He's able. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus, nobody but Jesus.
Jesus,
nobody but Jesus.
Jesus,
let me hear you calling.
Jesus,
let me hear you call him.
Jesus,
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm truly honored in Jesus' name to be before you on today. Praise God. For once again, we say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. I don't know what you've been through, and I don't know what you're going through, but I just want to let you know that God got it in the name of Jesus. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw. Once again, as we come forth, reading the Word of God out of the King James Version, the New King James Version of God's Holy Word. Once again, we come forth every Monday through Friday, 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. And if we believe in the name of Jesus, that comes forth to be 4 o'clock for the West Coast. Amen. That's California for you. And then it's around 8 o'clock for the East Coast, 7 o'clock Mountain Time. But we do truly thank you for joining us on today. We come forth with the anointing under the Spirit of God. Continue forth reading the Word in the name of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation. We also come forth on Sunday. Amen. We come forth on Sunday with a powerful message. Amen. At 1 o'clock Central Standard Time. That's our opportunity to preach the Word. Amen. Let the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost take control. Amen. It's very important you come forth and listen in on that. Praise God. We thank God for those that's listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter. You're listening into our archives. Praise God. God bless you. We also want to say God bless you in the name of Jesus for those out there in Indonesia. God bless you. We know that you're listening in to our program. We also recognize those, praise God, those that are in Germany. Amen. Those are in Germany. Those are in France. Praise God. We got those that are in South Korea. Amen. Hallelujah. We see those out there in Japan listening in to our radio broadcast. And we do truly thank God for that. We have broadcasting around the world. We notice in the name of Jesus, there's those out there in Sweden. There's those out there, as we mentioned, Germany. We message those out there in France. We also mention those out there in India. God bless you. And as we mentioned, praise God, and as always, we acknowledge our friends and neighbors, Canada, praise God. And, of course, each and every person here in the United States of America, East Coast, West Coast, South, and North, as well as Central United States, thank you for listening in to us. God bless you. And we're going to continue forth as we read the Word of God. I also want to continue to acknowledge God first and foremost, giving him that praise, glory, and honor. I then also want to acknowledge my wife. Yes, sir. My wife, Lady Diane Shaw. Yes, Lady Diane Shaw is extremely instrumental in the advancement of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. She's going through and does so much. She's in school and she's full-time in school, praise God, and she's packing straight A's. So we want to ask that you continue to pray for Lady Diane, that she continues forth, increasing her knowledge and education in the name of Jesus. Praise God. We continue forth on today. Amen. Reading the Word of God. We want to go ahead and just usher the Spirit of God in onto our program on today. Once again, as we thank you for joining us on today, to listen in, let us pray. Precious Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, as we come before you on today, Lord, we come once again as sinners saved by grace, knowing, Father, that apart from you, we can do nothing. But we also realize and know that with you, by you, and for you, we can do all things through Christ, which gives us strength. Lord God, we thank you in the name of Jesus for allowing us to stay with the obedience of doing what it is that you called for us to do, asking that your anointing and your spirit to continue to flow through your words that's in the Word of God, and that, Lord, you hit somebody's heart, someone's soul, someone's spirit inside that wants to know to be saved and change their life. Let the word continue to make that faith. For as you said, Lord God, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So we ask that your presence be made known right now in the name of Jesus. As we go forward, we ask that you continue to bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, once again, praise God. We come forth on today, continuing forth reading the word of God. We're here in Genesis chapter 27 of the New King James Version. Let us read. Now, it came to pass when Isaac was old and his eyes were so dim that he could not see, that he called Esau, his oldest son, and said to him, "My son." And he answered him, "Here I am." Then he said, "Behold, now I am old. I do not know the day of my death. Now, therefore, please take your weapon, your quiver and your bow, and go to the field and hunt game for me, and make me savory food, such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat, that my soul may bless you before I die." Now Rebekah was listening when Isaac spoke to Esau, his son, and Esau went to the field to hunt game and bring it. So Rebekah spoke to Jacob, her son, saying, "Indeed, I heard your father speak to Esau, your brother, saying, 'Bring me game and make savory food for me, that I may eat it and bless you in the presence of the Lord before my death.' Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice according to what I am commanding you. Go now to the flock and bring me from there two choice kids of the goats, and I will make savory food from them for your father, such as he lives. You shall take it to your father, that he may eat it, and that he may bless you before his death." And Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, "Look, Esau, my brother, is a heavy man, and I am a smooth-skinned man. Perhaps my father will see me, and I shall seem to be a deceiver to him, and I shall bring the curse of myself and not the blessing." But his mother said to him, "Let your curse be on me, my son. Only obey my voice and go. Get them for me." And he went and got them and brought them to his mother. And his mother made savory food, such as his father loved. Then Rebekah took the choice clothes of her eldest son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them on Jacob, her younger son. And she put the skins on the kids of his goats, on his hands, and on the smooth part of his neck. Then she gave the savory food and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. So he went to his father and said, "My father." And he said, "Here I am. Who are you, my son?" Jacob said to his father, "I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done just as you told me. Please arise, and eat my game, that your soul may bless me." But Isaac said to his son, "How is it that you have found it so quickly, my son? And he said, because the Lord your God brought it to me. Yes, said King Jacob, please come near that I may heal you. My son, whether you are really my son Esau or not. And Jacob went near to Isaac, his father, and felt him and said, the voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he did not recognize him, because his hands were hairy like his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. Then he said, are you really my son Esau? Am. He said, bring it near to me, and I will eat my son's game, so that my soul may bless you. So he brought it near to him, and he ate. And he brought him wine, and he drank. Then his father Isaac said to him, come near now and kiss me, my son. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his clothing and blessed him and said, surely the smell of my son is like the smell of a feed, which the Lord has blessed. Therefore, my God, give you of the dew of heaven, of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of grain and wine. Let people serve you, and nations bow down to you. Be master over your brother, and let your mother's son bow down to you. Curse be everyone who curses you, and blessed be those who bless you. Now, it came, it happened, as soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, and Jacob had gone out from the presence of Isaac, his father, that Esau, his brother, came in front from his hunting. He also had made savory food and brought it to his father, and said, it is father, arise and eat his son's bread, that your soul may bless me. Then his father Isaac said to him, who are you? So he said, I am your son, your firstborn, Esau. Then Isaac trembled exceedingly and said, who? Where is the one who hunted game and brought it to me? I ate all of it before you came, and I have blessed him, and indeed he shall be blessed. When Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with an exceedingly great and bitter cry, and he said to his father, bless me also, O my father. But he said, your brother came with deceit and has taken away your blessing. And Esau said, is he not rightly named Jacob? For he has some plenty made these two times, took away my blessing. And now look, he has taken away my blessing. And he said, have you not reserved a blessing for me? But Isaac answered and said to Esau, indeed, I have made you your master. I have made him your master, and all his brothers I have given to him. With grain and wine I have sustained him. What shall I do now for you, my son? And Esau said to his father, have you only one blessing, my father? Bless me also, oh my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. Then Isaac, his father, answered and said to him, behold, your dwelling shall be of the fatness of the earth, and of the dew of the heavens from above. By your sword you shall live, and you shall serve your brother. And it shall come to pass when you become restless, that you shall break his yoke from your neck. So Esau hated Jacob because of his blessing with which his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, the day of mourning for my father are at hand. Then I will kill my brother Jacob. And the words of Esau were, her older son were told to Rebekah. So she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said to him, surely your brother Esau confronts himself concerning you by intending to kill you. Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice. Arise, flee to your my brother I live in him, and stay with him a few days until your brother's fury turns away, until your brother's anger turns away from you, and he forgets what you have done to him. Then I will send and bring you from there. Why should I be bereaved also of you both in one day? And Rebekah said to Isaac, I'm weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob takes a wife of the daughters of Heth, like those who are the daughters of the land, what good will my life be to me? Genesis chapter 28. Then Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said to him, you shall not take a wife from the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Baden Arad, to the house of Bethel, your mother's father, and take yourself a wife from that of the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother. May God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you, that you may be an assembly of people, and give you a blessing of Abraham, that you and your descendants with you, that you may inherit the land in which you are a stranger, which God gave to Abraham. So Isaac sent Jacob away, and he went to Padan Aram, and Laban, the son of Bethel, the Syrian, the brother of Rebekah, the mother of Jacob and Esau. Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent away him to Padan Aram to take himself away from there. And that as he blessed him, he gave him a charge, saying, you shall not take a wife from the daughters of Canaan. And that Jacob had obeyed his father and his mother, I had gone to Padan Aram. Also, Esau saw that the daughters of Canaan did not please his father Ishmael, and took Mahalath, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the daughter of Nebajah, to be his wife, in addition to the wives he had. Now Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. So he came to a certain place and stayed there all night, because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of the place that put it at his head, and he lay down in the place to sleep. Then he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and its top reached the heaven. And there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land of which you lie, I will give to you and your descendants. Also, your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south. And in you and in your seed all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land, and will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you. And Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose early in the morning and took the stone that he had put at his head, set it up as the pillar, and poured oil on it, on the top. And he called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of that city he had been Luz previously. Then Jacob made a vow, saying, if God will be with me and keep me in this way that I am going, and give me bread to eat and clothing to put on, so that I come back to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God. And the stone which I have set as a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that you give me, I shall give a tenth to you. Genesis chapter 29. So Jacob went on his journey and came to the land of the people of the east. And he looked and saw a well in the field. And behold, there were three flocks of sheep lying by it. For out of that well they watered the flocks. Stone was on the well's mouth. Now all the flocks would gather there, and they would roll the stone from the well's mouth, water the sheep, and put the stone back in its place on the well's mouth. And Jacob said to them, my brother, where are you from? And they said, we are from Haran. Then he said to them, do you know Laban, the son of Milcah? And they said, we know him. Said to them, is he well? He said, he is well, and looks, his daughter Rachel is coming with the sheep. Then he said, look, it is still high day. It is not time for the cattle to be gathered together. water the sheep and goats and feed them. But they said, we cannot until all the flocks are gathered together and they have rolled the stone from the well's mouth. Then we water the sheep. Now, while he was still speaking with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she was a shepherd. And it came to pass when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother, that Jacob went near and rolled the stone from the well's mouth and watered the flock with Laban, his mother's brother. Then Jacob kissed Rachel and lifted up his voice and wept. And Jacob told Rachel that he was her father's relative and that he was Rebekah's son. So she ran and told her father. Then it came to pass when Laban heard the report about Jacob, his sister's son, that he ran to meet him and embraced him and kissed him and brought him to his house. So he told Laban all these things. And Laban said to him, surely you are my bone of my flesh. And he stayed with him for a month. Then Laban said to Jacob, because you are my relative, should you therefore serve me for nothing? Tell me, what should your wages be? Now Laban had two daughters, and the name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah's eyes were delicate, but Rachel was beautiful from the appearance. Now Jacob loved Rachel, so he said, I will serve you 7 years for Rachel, your younger daughter. And Laban said, this is bitter that I give her to you than that I should give her to another man. Stay with me. So Jacob served 7 years for Rachel. And now they seemed only a few days to him because of the love he had for her. Then Jacob said to Laban, give me my wife for my days are fulfilled, that I may go into her. Laban gathered together all the men of the place and made peace. Now it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah, his daughter, and brought her to Jacob, and he went into her. And Laban gave his maid Zilpah, that is his daughter Leah, as a maid. So it came to pass in the morning that behold, it was Leah. And he said to Laban, what is this you have done to me? Was it not for Rachel that I served you? Why then have you deceived me? And Laban said, it will not be done so in your country to give the younger before the firstborn. Fulfill her week, and we will give you this one also for the servants which you will serve with me. Still another 7 years. Then Jacob did so and fulfilled her week. So he gave his daughter Rachel as wife also. And Laban gave his name Bella. his daughter Rachel as a maid, then Jacob also went into Rachel, and he also loved Rachel more than Leah. And he said with Laban, still another 7 years. When the Lord saw that Leah wasn't unloved, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. So Leah conceived and bore a son, and she called his name Reuben. For she said, the Lord has surely looked on my affliction. Now, therefore, my husband will love me. Then she conceived again and gave and bore a son and said, because the Lord has heard that I am in love, he has therefore given me a son also. And she called his name Simeon. She conceived again and bore a son and said, now time my husband will become attached to me, because I have bore him 3 sons. Therefore, his name was called Levi. And she conceived again and bore a son and said, now I will praise the Lord. Therefore, she called his name Judah. Then she stopped bearing. Genesis chapter 30. Now Rachel saw that she bore Jacob no children. Rachel envied her sister and said to Jacob, give me a children, or else I die. And Jacob's anger was aroused against Rachel, and she said, am I in this place of God? Who was withheld from you the fruit of the womb? So she said, here's my maid, Bella. Go into her, so she will bear a child on my knee, that I may have children by her. Then she gave him Bella, her maid, as wife. And Jacob went in to her. And Bella, we had seen and bar Jacob, husband. And Rachel said, go. God has judged my case, and he has also heard my voice and given me a son. Therefore, she called his name Dan. And Rachel's maid Bella conceived again and bore Jacob a second son. And Rachel said, with great wrestling, I have wrestled with my sister, and indeed I have prevailed. So she called his name Naphtali. And when Leah saw that she had stopped bearing, she took Zilpah, her maid, and gave her to Jacob, his wife. And Leah's maid, Zilpah, bore Jacob a son. And Leah said, a troop comes. So she called his name Gad. And Leah's maid, Zilpah, bore Jacob a second son. Then Leah said, I am happy, for the daughters will call me blessed. So she called his name Asher. Now Reuben went in the days of wheat harvest and found majors in the field and brought them to his mother Leah. And Rachel said to Leah, please give me some of your son's mandrakes. And she said to her, is it a small matter that you have taken away my husband? Would you take away my son Mandrix also? And Rachel said, Far, we will lie with you tonight, for your son Mandrix and Jacob came out of the field in the evening. Leah went out to meet him and said, you must come in to me, for I have surely hired you with my son's magic. And he lay with her right back. And God listened to Leah and said, conceive, she conceived, and bore Jacob a fifth son. Leah said, God has given me my wages, because I have given my maid to my husband. So she called his name Ishtar. When Leah conceived again and bore Jacob a sixth son, and Leah said, God has endowed me with a good endowment. Now my husband will dwell with me, because I have bore him six sons. So she called his name Jeburam. Afterwards, Jamal, a daughter, and called her name Dinah. And God remembered Rachel, and God listened to her and opened her womb. Then she conceived and bore a son, and said, God has taken away my reproach. Joseph, and said, the Lord shall add to me another son. And it came to pass, when Rachel had bore Joseph, that Jacob said to Laban, send me away, that I may go to my own place and to my own country. Give me my wives and my children for whom I have served you. And let me go, for you know my service which I have done for you. And Laban said to him, please stay. If I have found favor in your eyes, for I have learned by experience that the Lord has blessed me for your sake. Then he said, name me her wages, and I will give it. And Jacob said to him, you know how I have feared you and how your livestock has been with me. For what you had before I came with little, and it has increased to a great amount. The Lord has blessed you since my coming, and now when I shall, I also provide to my own house. As you said, so what shall I give you? Jacob says, you shall not give me anything. If you will do this thing for me, I will again feed and keep the flock. Let me pass through all your flock today, removing from there all the speckled and spotted sheep and all the brown ones among the lambs and the spotted and speckled among the goats, and these shall be my wages. So my righteousness will answer for me in time to come, when the subject of my wages comes before you. Everyone that is not speckled and spotted among the goats and brown among the lambs will be considered stolen. If not, it is with you. And Laban says, according to your word, removed that day the male goats that were speckled and spotted, all the female goats that were speckled and spread it. Everyone got hard. Some white it, and all the brown ones among the lambs, and gave them into the hand of his son. Then he put 3 days' journey between himself and Jacob, and Jacob fed the rest of the Laban's flock. Now Jacob took for himself rods of green poplar and the almond and chestnut tree, peeled white stripes in them, and exposed the white which was in the rods. And the rods which he had peeled, he set before the flocks in the gutters and the watering trough where the flocks came to drink, so that they should conceive when they came to drink. So the flocks conceived before the rocks, and the flocks brought forth streaked, speckled, and spotted. Then Jacob separated the lambs and made the flocks face toward the street, and all the brown in the flock of Laban. But he put his own flocks by themselves and did not put them with Laban's flock. And it came to pass, whenever the stronger livestock conceived, that Jacob placed the rods before the eyes of the livestock in the gutters, that they might conceive among the rocks. But when the flocks were feeble, he did not put them in. So the feebler were Laban, and the stronger Jacob. Thus the men became exceedingly prosperous.
Turns. Wrong. And had large flocks, female and male servants.
Amen. Let's conclude the reading of Genesis chapter 30. And on tomorrow with Genesis chapter 31. And praise God. We're going to continue forth and closing up on Genesis on tomorrow. And once again, we thank God for today. And pray for each and every one of you. We'll be back on Genesis chapter 31.
Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, once again, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the obedience and commitment that we have to continue forth reading your word, giving your word, hearing your word, and increasing our faith. For you said that's what we'll do. If we hear your word and listen to your word, when we apply it and live for you, you protect us and be with us. Help us to continue to receive your word and retain your word. Use it when we are up against what it is that we're up against, knowing that you can deliver us. Only you can deliver us. Yeah, we give you thanksgiving. We give you praise. We give you honor and glory. Thank you for us continuing forth until the end. Giving you that praise and thanksgiving.
Well, again, we thank you for joining us. That's going to conclude the reading of
today. God bless you, and we'll see you again tomorrow. You know, never seen a righteous forsaken or a seed begging for bread. God bless you.
No weapon formed against me
Although they've said, never trapped you, I want you to know.